This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Tragedy at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts. 9 residents were killed when a fire swept through. Correspondent Tom Hansen is there.
We spoke with the fire chief. He says that smoke is oftentimes one of the biggest dangers in these types of events, and that proved to be true in this tragic circumstance that happened when many people were going to bed. Many people were caught off guard. The flames came quickly, they came violently, and to add on top of that, many of the residents here are elderly, they are disabled.
Investigators are trying to determine what caused the deadly blaze. The firefighters union says inadequate staffing hindered their response. President Trump's threatened Brazil with a massive import tax. Ryan Cummings with the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research says the 50% tariff could cause coffee prices to rise within about 3 months.
If demand decreases, if people don't think the tariffs are actually serious, you probably won't see a whole lot, depending on the transition risk. But, you know, definitely it'll be noticeable. Between, you know, I'd say a few cents to, you know, 30 cents somewhere in there, a nickel to 30 cents.
The Department of Defense has awarded contracts to various companies for artificial intelligence development. Technology contributor Ian Schur with details.
The DOD says that its contracts with Anthropic, Google, OpenAI, and XAI have a $200 million ceiling for each of them, which effectively says that they see the opportunity with these AIs, but also leaving open the possibility that some of them may not work out.
A group of farm workers in L.A. are calling for a nationwide 3-day strike to protest the Trump administration's immigration raids. Here's correspondent Nydia Cavazos.
This call is important because it comes amid the largest harvest season of the year for California. And as we know, California is the largest agricultural state in the country. And so there's a significant or potential for a significant economic impact here.
Do you think you're getting paid fairly at your job? A new report by PayScale found that 41% of employees say they have no idea how their pay is determined. And Lulu Cycli tells us
93% of employers believe that their employees trust their pay decisions. But we found that only 2/3, so around 69%, report trusting their employer's pay decision.
She says about 1 in 5 employees ask AI assistants or look to social media to see if they are getting a fair wage or not. But PayScale says that might distort their expectations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Someone stole from Beyonce.
Five hard drives with watermarked music, some unreleased music, footage plans for the show, and past and future set lists were taken from a 2024 Jeep Wagoneer that was being driven by Beyonce's choreographer. A police report says the vehicle, which was being rented, was in a parking deck by the Krogh Street Market, a popular spot near downtown Atlanta. The choreographer, Christopher Grant, and DeAndre Blue, one of Beyonce's dancers, told police that when they came back to the car about an hour after parking it, the trunk window had been damaged and 2 suitcases were stolen. Matt Piper, CBS News.
We'll move over Tinder and Bumble. A new dating app aims to hook up single adults who love Snow White, Mickey, Goofy, and all things Disney. The developer made the announcement on TikTok.
My name is Joe. I am one of the developers of Single Riders.
Single Riders is still in the testing phase right now, but he says they hope to launch it soon. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and upper 60s for the overnight with a light breeze. Sunshine for your Tuesday with highs in the mid and upper 80s. South winds will continue. Mostly clear skies Tuesday night. A chance of showers and storms as we head into Wednesday. It's 69 at our studios.
Singing songs and a carrying sighs. mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around to a yeah, my miss lips and a smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around to a whoa. Keep away from a runner out to a pay da da. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
Boom, boom, boom. get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's reports start at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Notice them until I got this feeling that
no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Down to here and plenty of-
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Open up the doors. Help me if you can. I'm
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The other you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
into my life. I want to thank you, girl.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Oh, I bet you're wondering how I knew.
my